At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hits you just like getting the snow off your windshield this morning. I don't know if it's good, but it's there.
It's there.
It hits you.
It's been snowing consistently for the last few hours.
Your good morning hits better than the snow hits the windshield, actually. Yeah, you're right.
Happy Tuesday. Happy Veterans Day as well if you have off, hanging out. Good for you. Aren't all the troops. It's snowing. We finally got fall, winter. Finally arrived.
And this is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I'm Derek Kramer. He's Zach Jones. Oh, boy. I don't know. Where do we start? Do we start with how obnoxiously wrong we were on pregame? Do we start with the game that was that made us so obnoxiously wrong? Do we start with how Dolphins Twitter found us being obnoxiously wrong? Do we go with, oh, it's snowing outside, so there's your
it's worse.
There's your escape from it. Oh, hey, the Sabres, they're just cursed.
There's a few things, yeah. UB basketball tonight at DePaul. That'll be good. Over on the bet, 15-20. I think 7 o'clock tonight. Yeah, that, at least that's a positive. 18.5-point dogs, so maybe not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, bad weekend for Buffalo sports, namely the Bills, who now, I mean, they're in a really bad spot. Not the worst spot they've ever been in. I mean, what were they a few years ago, 6-6?
Yeah.
I mean, a few games further along than this. And those teams were arguably better than this one now. It's just, it all kind of seems like it's crumbling in on them. They've picked up key injuries on defense seemingly every week, and that continued. Landon Jackson picked up an injury, but now Dalton Kincaid week to week with that hamstring injury. We did get that confirmation yesterday from Sean McDermott. And now they've seemingly, we'll see if this carries on, next year, even the rest of the year. New England has passed them by. They're 8-2 now. The Bills are 6-3. They've got Tampa coming into the house, and Tampa's got their own injuries. Bucky Irving not playing. That could be a huge matchup, but Emeka Abuka is an amazing young receiver for them. Baker Mayfield has had moments where he's looked like an MVP kind of quarterback this year. They're in a bad spot, and it kind of starts with the fact that they're losing multiple games where they really had no business losing. Atlanta is on that list, absolutely. And then a Miami team that bullied you for four quarters. It wasn't like Miami just hung around like these last few games that have been close. Miami kind of hangs around, but the Bills still do their business on offense. Sunday was not the case with that. They were bullied for four quarters. You never had the lead. It's very quickly 13-0, and because there's a missed extra point there, but it's quickly 13-0, and I think most of us were just kind of sitting there going, what the hell just happened? And that's kind of been the story of the Bills, and you can argue the AFC at large, is that anybody can lose to anybody. There really is no great team. I think that gets proven more and more as the weeks go by. Indianapolis survives Atlanta purely off of Jonathan Taylor being incredible and Michael Penix being unable to hit a receiver late in the game.
Or a crucial drop that could have helped them win a game.
Darnell Mooney as well, yep. Denver, don't really know what's going on there with Bo Nix and Sean Payton. Colin Cowherd, who's very close to Sean Payton, was acknowledging on a show last week that Denver could move on from Bo Nix. And if he's saying that with his relationship with Payton, that is something to perk your ears up a little bit. They can't really score. We actually end and start the week with the same scores. 10-7 on Thursday Night Football, 10-7 on Monday Night Football. New England, they have one of the weakest schedules we've ever seen. They're mowing right through it, but it's a very weak schedule. Pittsburgh's at the top of the AFC North. Miraculously, they're not good at all. And then you've got Chargers, Bills, Jaguars. That's your current playoff seed right now. Jaguars have a real problem at quarterback.
And the Jaguars, by the way, they're the last gatekeeping out Kansas City, and they lost. I would say almost embarrassingly.
Yeah. Yeah. They lost to Davis Mills.
Okay, never mind. Not almost.
Yeah, actually they lost to Davis Mills. Yeah,
actually
absolutely
embarrassingly. And they had a big lead too, so no, shame on you.
Chargers, both their tackles are out. Like that's the positive I can take from all this, is that the AFC at large does not look good.
It's heavily flawed.
It is a very flawed conference. But to that point, though, the Bills might be one of the more flawed teams. Their passing attack can be anemic for games on end where there's just no juice to it. They've now lost Dalton Kincaid for likely a few weeks. He is week to week with a hamstring injury. Palmer, we'll see if he comes back, but we've seen what this passing game looks like without Kincaid. It is not good, and it's not like Palmer is this world-beating wide receiver. Maybe he comes in and changes things. Maybe that's true. But if James Cook is stopped, that offense is just stuck in the mud. They don't know where to go. And I look at a team like Tampa, they'll probably come out and play a lot harder. I don't doubt that. But the way they play, the way they have to play on offense, tied with all the injuries they have, they can come out and play great against Tampa. It may not mean anything. They still may lose that game because the high-end talent on Tampa has popped off a lot this year. They won at Bucky Irving, but Emeka Ibuka and Baker Mayfield have been amazing for them.
You can frustrate Tampa with a pass rush. The Bills do happen to have that. Against Miami, they just did not have it. The scheme that Buffalo ran with Miami twice now, allowing Tua to his first read several times and then still not getting to him. I'm a little infuriated by that you've sacked him zero times in two games. And the results are not surprising at that point. You have a close victory in week three, and then you lose outright in, what was it, week 10? Week 10.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Miami's offensive line is suddenly good? Question mark? It's got me questioning my sanity. There we go. Thanks, Bills. And you mentioned it, like how every AFC team has their flaw, though. Credit to New England, they beat a team with a good record again. The Bucks are a team that in the NFC, they are leading the South, but they're also 6-3. That's a good team in my book, I would think. As long as the Bills are 6-3, they would fall into this definition. They're injured with a lot of problems there, but the Buccaneers still are holding strong despite that. And now here you are, a pair of 6-3 teams next week. Bills, Bucks. You now need to do what New England did. You mentioned the strength of schedule, though, by the way. There's one team worse than New England, or one team that has it better than New England. The Bears at a 3-5-1. New England at 3-7-6. The sad part about Buffalo's season so far right now is that they're not far behind. They're third.
Yeah, right.
At 4-0-7.
That's why for a long time we had the one seed conversation, was that look at the schedule. Look how bad Kansas City's playing. Baltimore. You got through them week one, and then they started to really fall apart, both with injuries and their record. That's why the conversation was happening. But as the year has gone on, and we're comfortably at a spot now where we can start talking about the year at large. It is not too early now, I think, to have a lot of these conversations. The Bills' likelihood of winning the AFC East is now below 40%. It's not too early to have these conversations. But you look at New England now, too, and this is why, like, them beating Tampa and surviving Atlanta is important. Their next games, home against the Jets, Justin Fields could not throw more than 100 yards in a win. At Cincinnati, they still won't have Joe Burrow back, and everyone can score on them. And then the Giants, who just fired Brian Daboll. And then the bye week. They have a late bye. So for them, it can be 11-2, bye week, Bills for the division. That's probably what New England is looking like, is 11-2 bye week, head in at home to take on the Bills for the division. It is a tough road to climb for the Bills. They've come out of worse. I mean, they should not have won the division the year Miami had it clinched until they obviously collapsed right. It with Tennessee. They've had those happen. But Drake May is better than Tua. Vrabel is better than McDaniel. And their schedule points to they should take care of business. So for me, I'm not giving up on the Bills. They're not done, in part because the AFC itself is not very good. And we're ignoring the NFC for a little while here, for a few weeks. The NFC is the NFC, but the AFC, it is a weak conference. It is very flawed. But with that, did Sunday's loss for you put a ceiling on what these Bills can do? 803-0550, the number to call you want to give your thoughts. We've also got a lot of tweets on that. Because for me, I think it did put a ceiling on them. They can win the Super Bowl. They have Josh Allen. But I'm more hoping they can win the Super Bowl. Where a few weeks ago, start of the season, they're one of the Super Bowl favorites. They should be one of the final four teams. They should, with the schedule and with how everyone else looks in the AFC, be representing the conference. Now, it more feels like they got to get a few rolls their way. They got to get a little bit of luck. Ed Oliver does come back from his bicep injury and is the player that he looked like this year. Josh Palmer comes back and does ascend into a player that the GM talked very highly of all offseason. Dalton Kincaid comes back and continues to work. It can happen, but they've put themselves in such a hole, and it is losses like to Atlanta and Miami that just makes me think, not this year. Not this year. They're too flawed. They've ignored key problems for too long. They've treated wide receiver like it's a second-class position to the point now where they cannot reliably pass the ball, especially downfield, with the reigning MVP at quarterback.
I mean, and there's a lot of, I don't want to call it pessimism, but like caution from Bills fans is probably the nicest way to put it about them bringing in Mecole Hardman to the practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, oh great, are we going to get more jet sweeps and bubble screens to another player? That's the kind of attitude that's going on right now. And whether it's Hardman or if it's Gabe Davis, there might need to be a change at the wide receiver group at its current standing. And you're not getting enough out of Keon Coleman. You're not using Elijah Moore enough. Curtis Samuel's barely on the field at this point, it feels like. Not enough going on from players that aren't Khalil Shakir at the wide receiver position. And Josh Palmer being hurt obviously stings a little, and it probably takes away from what the general manager had designs on.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute Dalton Kincaid is not in the game, things fall apart. And here it was again, because he gets injured against Miami and the passing attack was just getting going.
Yeah, they were finally starting to use Kincaid. And he ends that game, what, with like two catches for like 30 yards? Something like that?
I think it was
37 yards? Because he had two back-to-back big plays. Because I remember just sitting there going, finally, you got your best receiving weapon involved.
Yeah, it was 37 yards on two catches.
Yeah.
So 18.5 yards per pop there. But the other part of it is you were playing catch-up the whole game.
And they're not built to do that.
There were seven plays of 20 yards or more because they had to. And it still didn't work. Which kind of goes back to Joe Brady's comments of like, oh, we could pass the ball anytime we need to. What about when you don't need to?
When you can, when you maybe should be taking advantage of a bad secondary by Miami, you can't.
When you should,
you can't.
It's not when you need to; it's when you should. When you need to is game script. The game has told you you have to do this. So it's not necessarily something where you're getting good design out of it based on play call. You're doing it because the game dictates that you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You have to. How about passing the ball when you want to? That's been the problem this year. And against Kansas City, they do it really well, as a matter of fact. But as we've been proven now multiple times this year, if a team sells out to stop James Cook in the run game,
Bills don't really have an off-speed pitch. They don't have a plan B.
No, I'll say it more simply. The Bills lose.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550, the number to call. Did Sunday's loss to Miami put a ceiling on this year's Bills team for you, or do you still see them as what they were to start this year, a clear Super Bowl contender? Let's go to the phones. We'll start today with Billy on the line. Billy, how we doing, man?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I don't see a problem at all. I mean, I'm disappointed in losing to these lesser teams, but you know, I'm going to throw a different scenario at you and, you know, and go with other sports. Look, the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers just lollygagged through the regular season. The L.A. Dodgers were supposed to win 180 baseball games. They lollygagged through the season. I think what happens sometimes when you get there 3, 4, 5 years in a row, and I know this isn't a good thing to say, but it looks like this team doesn't even really want to play the regular season. When they play the two good teams, they beat them both. But it just looks like they want to get right back to the playoffs. And I think we will see this real team in the playoffs. I really see that. I'm not worried one bit, to be honest with you, because we beat two teams that have a chance to go to the Super Bowl, and we beat them quite handily. Here's the one thing that I am very upset about the last game. And I hope you guys say, listen, you're overthinking this, but guys, we're getting beat soundly by Miami. It's 30-13. It's fourth down at the end of the ball game, and we decide to kick the football? I mean, are you kidding me? Would the Kansas City Chiefs with 30 seconds left think they can score two touchdowns and win the game? We flat out lay down. Why not just go for it on fourth down? You know, if it's unsuccessful, and it's probably not going to be that, then Miami's not going to try and score another touchdown and beat us 37-13. They're just going to run the clock out and game over. Why did we kick the ball in that situation? I know it meant nothing, but it just meant that we gave up. Yeah, it was great. We landed the ball on their two-yard line. So in the next 30 seconds, they're not going to go 98 yards and score a touchdown. My God, you have got to play the game right out. And I thought that we gave in right there and just admitted defeat. And I can never accept something like that. That's all I got, guys.
Billy, thanks for the call. You're going to hate what I say next. I hated that Josh Allen was in the game for the last 5 minutes. I thought that was pointless. He took one sack that I just thought was ridiculous.
I also don't think you're going to like what I say on this one either, Billy. Appreciate the call, though. You can't say, oh, they're just playing the string through the regular season and then get mad that they kicked the football.
They kicked the football, yeah.
You kind of can't have both in that scenario. I don't think the Bills also want to be playing the string out on the regular season. Now, I will never accuse athletes of effort unless I can very blatantly see it.
Or if they say it.
Or if they say it. Or if it's told to us. There is no way that they're trying to coast through this. Why? They're better at home.
Yeah,
they don't have a playoff win on the road with Sean McDermott as the head coach. I think that's highly circumstantial because it's Kansas City almost every time. There's the Houston game where, you know, it's Allen's first time in the playoffs, and then the game that everyone should forget in the 2017 wild card against Jacksonville. Those are the other losses. But other than those, it's Kansas City. In Kansas City. And, however, while I brought up the circumstances, there are still the facts. The fact is they have not won a playoff game on the road. And if you think they're just hanging out until they can get to the playoffs here, this isn't like the NHL. There's no chance to go home if you're the 6 or the 7 seed.
I was going
to
say, I understand the feeling of bringing up baseball and the NHL and basketball, but the problem is those are much longer seasons. And yeah, like, cool, you might get game 7 at home, but these are series. Like, we're all going to go home at some point.
We're all going to play in front of the fans again.
It does get to a point of just get into the dance, you're fine. With seeding sports like football, no, you kind of want the bye week, the 1 seed. You want to have everything be at home. It's late in the year. You're tired. You're exhausted.
You want a 2 or a 3.
Yeah.
So you're not traveling.
And look, yeah, they did beat Miami, or they did beat Kansas City, and they beat Baltimore. They did not beat Baltimore soundly. They did not. That was a game that Baltimore more lost than the Bills won. And Kansas City, they get up for that game every year. There's no explanation to it other than they love playing them and they get up for it. But you can't go from Kansas City at home playing your best ball of the season. I still stand by that. That's their best game they've played this season.
It is.
And then laying the worst egg you've had all year against Miami in a close division race.
I think that speaks to the true inconsistency of this year's group.
Yeah, probably does. They'll get up for one game and the next game.
It's not even getting up for. It's execution. It's predictability of play calls. It's, ready? You brought this up on the overtime show, Zach, how the radio broadcast mentions it was the same play call.
The fourth down pass that ultimately goes to Jackson Hawes. Yeah.
The fourth down where Allen has to chuck that thing deep to Jackson Hawes is probably the safest play at that point because, hey, you know what? Even if it's picked off, that's field position that you flipped. Because Miami snuffs it out because the play was the same as the one you called against Kansas City in the same exact situation. Fourth and short. You fake the tush push or whatever that play is nowadays. Ban it, by the way. And because we had another egregious false start on the Eagles that wasn't called.
Yeah, that play is gone next year.
Cannot wait for the burial of that play. But then it's snuffed out immediately to a point where now Allen's escapability is also taken out because that read is crashed.
Mm-hmm.
A defender comes crashing down in the lane that Allen's going to take to run the ball. And now Allen has to make a decision.
And the decision ultimately, we all make fun of it, but Hawes is not the design guy on that play.
Hawes is not the design player.
He is the bail, 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 just throw it up. It's fourth down.
I also think he's trying to find Knox.
Oh, yeah.
Who's floating down the field a little bit there.
Mm-hmm. but he throws it off his back foot.
And the ball is not going to be accurate, and somebody's going up to get it, and it's Jackson Hawes of all people.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how well-read that play was, because Joe Brady has a sense of predictability to his calls, be it by deployment or by scenario.
And there is a positive and a negative to that, because he has openly acknowledged, like, if a play's working, we're to keep running it. Those pitch plays that they ran a few weeks ago against Carolina, they kept going and going and going and going, and Carolina wasn't stopping them. So there's a positive to that. There's also a massive negative of you just ran that play the week prior.
James Cook's coming off the field. I wonder what they're doing.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number two call. We'll get one more call here in this segment before our first timeout. Alan is up next. Alan, how we doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to share a couple things, and you kind of brought it up from the 2023 season. I remember going back to that season. The Giants came to Buffalo with Tyrod Taylor and almost beat us. We were shut out the first half. You would have thought the world came to an end with Bills fans. The second they go to New England, Mac Jones takes the team down and scores at the end of the game. People were ready to shoot McDermott and the Dorsey and the whole crew, and then we lose that game to Denver when too many men on the field. And, you know, you talk about I think it was Joe or Jeremy took a poll when they were 6-6 and lost to the Eagles on that 59 by Jake Elliott, 59-yard field goal to tie it up, go to overtime. But 80% of the people said they would not make the playoffs. They came back and won five in a row. Yeah, people say, well, this is a little bit of a different team. They stopped throwing the Diggs. Diggs averaged three catches a game for the last five games. He was infuriated. And if you look back at that, and I think this year, we play a team coming in this Sunday, Tampa, that's injured worse than we are. I mean, they have some.
They've been wounded all year, yeah.
And they're in an easy division. I believe the Bills are going to – I say this, and I'm a confident fan. I think they're going to smoke this team. I know Baker's a runaround guy, but I think, you know, they have an easy division that they're in Tampa. But I think this week, I think this is going to be a light under the fire team, and I think this is when this team starts to move. I know that it looks like Benford's coming back this week, Teron, and I heard a comment that Palmer looks like he could be back, and Sanders. So we're going to, and maybe Espinoza clears, protocol. So I think we're going to get a little healthier. Not that, you know, that should mean a lot, but this Tampa team, I mean, you talk about injuries. Everybody says, oh, the Bills are so – Dallas, 10 guys on the IR. But I think this team's going to turn it around, and I think they're going to be everybody's vocal point on the other side when the year comes by the end of the year. They always have these laws. No, they don't always have two out of three. You know, they usually go on streaks where four, five, six in a row where they win. But I think McDermott was really ticked off, and you saw it a little bit yesterday. And I think this is going to change a little bit. And you can't go into this Tampa game. You know, they're still 5.5-point favorites. A couple guys said, oh, that spread's going to drop quickly. It's actually gone up 0.5 point. So I think we're going to see this Bills team come back strong. Take care.
Alan, thanks for the call, man. We will see. Yeah, TJ Sanders, that was the big positive news from yesterday. He's going to practice to some extent this week. The team is opening up his 21-day practice window. We will see. I think this will light a fire under him. I think you just got smoked by Miami. They don't get blown out a lot. You were absolutely blown out in Miami. We'll see if it does. This Tampa team, though, is too talented.
There's two angry teams playing each other.
Yeah.
That's the benefit here, is that we better get a good football game out of this, because there's two teams that are pissed.
Yeah.
I appreciate the optimism, though, from a caller, though, as well.
And, it is fair to bring up 23. And we mentioned it. They were in a worse spot, 6-6 overtime.
They were in a worse spot.
To Philly, and they pulled it together.
He does mention, like, Diggs does not get the football anymore. That's because Brady's the head coach, or the offensive coordinator. Nice job, Derek. But it is because, though, sometimes, like, you know, we're here to let the anger out, you know, or even try to help you out sometimes with how things are going when it's bad. But when we're just as irritated as all of you are, you know, I appreciate, you know, if someone can give the other side of it a little bit, be like, hey, step back. You know, I think they've got this. I do appreciate it. I really do. Because sometimes we do need that.
Yeah.
Even though we're the ones talking into it, we are talking to you. And sometimes we need it too. I guess is the way I want to say that. So thank you, Alan. I appreciate the call.
803-0550, the number to call. If you're on hold, hang on there. We'll get to you when we come back before we hit our first timeout. Let TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 toward your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest does end January 4th of 2026. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence. Powering tomorrow, comforting today. Again, the number to call, 803-0550. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.